chaotic. The fall we'll all remember. Capitulating silence, election November. Before the winter of the long hot summer. Somewhere in the desert we raised the oil pressure and waited for the weather to get much better. For the new wind to blow in the storm. We tried to remember the history in the region of French Foreign Legion imperialism. Peter O'Toole and hate the Ayatollah were all we learned in school. And not that we gave Hussein 5 billion, not of our new bed partner the Syrian. And of course no mention of the Palestine situation. It was amazing how they steamrolled. They said 80% approval, but there was no one that I knew pulled. No one had a reason for being in the Gulf. We waited for Congress to speak up. Illegal builder, but no one would wake up. Our representatives were Milli Vanillis. For corporate Dallas Cowboy, Beverly Hillbillies. With perfect timing, the politicians rhyming the sentiments so nicely. Oil, gold, and sand, my sentiments precisely. We regretfully support the lunacy. I'm afraid there's no time for more scrutiny. National unity, preserve our community. Teflon election opportunities, we're in profound abundance. On January 2nd, the Bush administration announced a recession had stricken the nation. The highest quarterly earnings in 10 years were posted by Chevron. Meanwhile, a budget was placed in our hand as the deadline in the sand came to an end. So much for the peace dividend. $1 billion a day was what we spend, and our grandchildren will pay for it to the end. When schools are unfunded and kids don't get their diplomas, they get used for gumbo diplomacy. Disproportionately black or brown we see. Bullet catches for the slave master. Then the conservatives called up reservists to active service. Left families nervous, but more importantly broke. $900 a month, but the check came late. Army red tape, you see. This golden opportunity. We watched the tube and read the newspaper. The propaganda of the gas mask worker was the proper slander to whoop up the hatred. The stage was lit and the lights were all faded. The pilots and night vision goggles created, and generals masturbated till the 15th. 2 days later, they invaded. Not a single TV station expressed dissension or hardly made mention to the censorship of information from a kind of a gentler nation. Blinder and mentaler, retardation, disorientation. The pilots said their bombs lit Baghdad like a Christmas tree. It was the Christian thing to do, you see. They didn't mention any casualties, no distinction between the real and the proxy. Only football analogies. We saw the bomb hole, we watched the Super Bowl. We saw the Scud missile, we watched Bud commercials. We saw the yellow ribbon, saw pilots in prison. We never saw Fiends of the Dead at 11. Davis addressed the spectators and shouting above a rumbling generator. If they insist on bringing this down, then let's shut the whole country down. Marching through the downtown, 100,000 camp participants. And we heard the drums of millions off in the distance. Rushing through the cities, some of them did things that weren't so pretty. Most were there for primal screen therapy. Newsmen concentrated on the negative, like the jingoists more. Peaceful protesters ended up on the cutting room floor. Nintendo casualties of the ratings war. More bombs dropped in World War II or in both Asian invasions. New World Order persuasion. Business as usual for our nation. imagine 150,000 dead. The city of Stockton, coffins locked in when we clocked in, not to mention civilians. The loss of life on both sides pushed the limits of resilience. The scent of blood in our nostril, fuel of the fossil, land of apostle. The blackness that covered the sky was not the only thing that brought a tear to the eye, or the taste of anger to the tongues of those too young to remember Vietnam. Is heroin better in a veteran's mind than the memory of the dying laying in a line? Is it the smell of the shadows heaving and weeping that keep the soldiers from sleeping as he sings the orphan's lullaby? When the soldiers put down the bayonets, the strings are chained to the marionettes. Amir of Kuwait gets back in his jet. We replace the dead with new cadets. We hate those who did the shelling. We hate those who weren't willing to do the killing when the leaders of the bald eagles come home to roost. Will we sing a song of praise and indebtedness for our deliverance from evil? Or will we sing a song of sadness for the dreaded death this mess delivered us peace?